This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, a think tank started 23 years ago in 1998, has conducted dozens of exercises on simulated pandemics and bioweapons attacks, including Operation Dark Winter in 2001, where one of the main objectives was how to force vaccinate an uncooperative population. Atlantic Storm in 2005 addressed the logistics of mass vaccinations and military quarantines. Clade X in 2018 pushed for radical fast-tracking of vaccine production. Crimson Contagion was a massive exercise launched in January of 2019. It involved scores of organizations, public and private, from both the federal and state level. Crimson Contagion lasted for over half a year and was based on a severe pandemic that originated in China. On October 18th of 2019, John Hopkins partnered with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to sponsor Event 201, a simulation wherein an outbreak of a bat coronavirus kills 65 million people. The culmination of all these studies was published in November of 2019. The CSIS Commission on Strengthening America's Health Security urges the U.S. government to, quote, replace the cycle of crisis and complacency that has long plagued health security preparedness with a doctrine of continuous prevention, protection, and resilience. In other words, they're calling for the medical tyranny we are now seeing manifest around us. Signed by former military, big pharma, and U.S. representatives, the CSIS document calls for continuous rapid vaccines, while also warning that the vaccines may go wrong and start spreading more disease. And on that subject, what disease are we talking about? After a year of COVID-19, the numbers show us it is no more deadly than the common cold. And even the WHO admit that all the PCR tests from 2020 are meaningless. And they had the vaccine before the mysterious outbreak ever occurred. The agenda is now clearly about endless vaccinations for everyone. New mRNA vaccines that have never gone through human testing until now. The same controversial technology as the CRISPR tech, wherein one can easily splice human DNA and permanently modify it. They say the possibilities are endless.
So now we can target nearly any sequence in our own genetic code at will.
Jennifer Doudna, who won the Nobel Prize for CRISPR, tried calling for a worldwide moratorium on any clinical application of gene editing using CRISPR. But no one seemed to care. Not only does there seem to be zero regulation, but anyone can cheaply buy and learn what they need to online to permanently change the genome in practically any living creature.
Josiah Zahner, coming straight to you from my garage lab, and I want to talk to you about how to genetically engineer a human being.
The mRNA vaccine is based on CRISPR technology. China recently used CRISPR tech to genetically modify babies to be immune to HIV, and as a result, lessened their lifespans. Just like CSIS warned, it all may go wrong, and when it does, Big Pharma et al. Is free from any and all liability. The solution will be more gene-altering vaccinations until they finally get it right. Or not. Eventually, and certainly sooner rather than later, an unaltered natural human body will be considered a biohazard, and full control over the human genome will become the new normal. Without argument, we are now in the era of genetically modified humans. And while
right,
millions
there's about
are
2 minutes left in the report, it's extremely important. It's at band.video in the Gregory section. The age of genetically modified humans has arrived. This is a genetic takeover. We'll be right back with Roger Stone with Huge News. Please stay with us. Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Brainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody else.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. Well, I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I went down and got a cup of coffee and got in front of my desktop computer in my office, and I said, let me see what the enemy's doing. Let me go on over to CNN.com. And I went on over to CNN.com, and I saw right up there at the top of the page, it's moved down a little bit down the page. Today, I'll show it to you here in a moment. Our intrepid crew will pull that up. Just go to CNN.com, type in Control F, Roger Stone, and you'll see right there that the Justice Department is looking at him. Key Trump ally draws reviewed scrutiny from prosecutors. Yes, there is the video, ladies and gentlemen. He gave a speech, and Oath Keepers was there. Oh, my gosh. And one of the people went to the Capitol. They got arrested. And so they're looking to arrest Roger Stone. And me, too. And now we've got all these articles dealing with this. Tucker Carlson covered it last night. Former DEA official went to hear president speak. Never set foot inside U.S. Capitol. Never committed a single crime. Gets fired. Mark Imbrahim. Oh, but it happened to somebody else. They're trying. Exclusive. Why is a loyal New York City police officer from Staten Island being persecuted for his off-duty political support of Donald Trump and his friendship with Roger Stone? We're going to talk about Sal Greco, who I've met before, with Roger just quietly being his real security for free, a family friend. And so there you go. Was Roger never even went to the speech that day because they couldn't get him to the VIP entrance. There was like a million people there. He didn't even go to the Trump speech. But, oh, he's the mastermind. You know, we could joke about this. I happened to see a video re-uploaded to YouTube this morning. I've been looking. And it was them basically making fun of me going, oh, look, Jones laughed 4 years ago when they were calling Roger Stone and him Russians. And I'm joking at dinner with Roger and my wife. I'm like, oh, look, the clams are Russian. And, oh, look, you're a Russian. But, see, it wasn't funny. And they indicted Roger later, and all of it was a fraud. So he joins us now. He's on the road on an important mission. We appreciate him pulling over to do this. We'll let him go in about three segments. Roger, good to have you here. Wow. So just simply amazing here. What in the world's going on?
seen this movie. What happens is, because of the grace of God and the fact that I escaped the deadly snare of set by Congressman Adam Schiff and Robert Mueller, and that I'm not dying of COVID in a prison, the bloodlust, the hatred, the vitriol for me and for my family has reached, you know, tsunami level. When that happens, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, NBC, the usual suspects, the same people who for 2 years said I was a Russian asset and I was collaborating with WikiLeaks, none of which was true, none of which the government even claimed, they are now back with a new narrative using essentially guilt by association and innuendo to imply that I and you and others were somehow involved in the illegal acts at the Capitol on January 6th, things I found appalling and shocking and that I have no knowledge of and wouldn't have supported had I known about it. I'd have turned whoever was involved in because it was a stupid idea, not only illegal, but politically counterproductive and anti-democratic. That's not what we were in Washington for. We're in Washington for peaceful protest. We're in Washington to protest the irregularities and the anomalies in the voting returns. We have a First Amendment right to do that. We weren't calling for a toppling of the government. We were following a constitutionally mandated process for the settling of election disputes and the ultimate declaration of a winner of the Electoral College. It didn't go our way. The courts wouldn't hear it. The Congress decided otherwise. The game is over. Joe Biden is your president, at least legally. Now, raising questions about the election or speaking about in apocalyptic terms about the choices America faces, that's not calling for insurrection or violence. Both of them.
And Roger, haven't we been proven apocalyptically correct with the border collapse, the Mexican president saying that Biden's created an international crisis, the fuel prices exploding, the dollar in trouble, China laughing at us publicly? I mean, Joe Biden is an emergency.
Well, but all those things are true. So programmatically on issues, I think we've been proven right. But this is the latest attempt of the deep state to silence their most effective critics. This is born of hatred, of bloodlust. They're not happy to have destroyed me financially. They're not happy to have dragged my name through the mud while I was gagged by a federal judge and couldn't defend myself. They weren't happy to destroy my wife's health. They weren't happy that I have to have professional security when I travel outside my home area because I've had so many incidents, as you have in airports and restaurants, on streets. Some people don't know how to...
And here's why we got to have security on top of it. They attack you, and then they lie and call the police. So you've always got to have a professional, retired law enforcement witness just to deal with the cops when the left attacks you and then calls the police. That's how diabolical they are.
That's exactly right. Look, I had always used two off-duty D.C. police officers and a retired officer from Prince George's County who provided professional security for me and my family during the many hearings I had prior to my trial, in which I was ordered by the court to be present, and during my trial itself. They were unavailable on January 5th and 6th. Like many of the speakers on the events of those days, I was provided voluntary security by the Oath Keepers. No, I didn't know any of them on an intimate basis. My interactions with them were entirely professional, efficient. They were very polite. And they help protect me because I could not move in any direction.
Well, stand there. We got to talk about this. We're going to break. But I twisted your arm to go. I even gave you a little bit of money because I know you're broke to even be able to get fly up there. And I remember you saying, I have no money for security. Are you going to handle it? And I said, yeah, get with me. But you never ended up getting with me because the town was so mobbed, you couldn't even find me. And so Oath Keepers helped you out. But that... The fact that some fraternal organization of police and military that follow the Constitution gave you security does not make you a party to what a few of them did taking a stroll in the Capitol. Stay there. And I should have talked about this when we got Roger on, some good news when we come back. And so Roger will tell the story of what happened to him. And the reason it's important is they're trying to frame the entire country. My medical doctor got a visit because they were in D.C. for the speech, weren't part of the Capitol. It's crazy. But look at this big CNN report. DOJ refers former Capitol riot prosecutor, former U.S. attorney, Michael Sherwin, to internal investigation after 60 Minutes interview where he said, we know it's insurrection and we're going to get him. And we now know he's ordered people to set me up, to set Roger up. I've had the feds send me, letters, subpoenas, freezing, data saying don't destroy anything under his pinheaded orders. And so again, ladies and gentlemen, what he's doing is pure political persecution, totally illegal, destroys any of the cases they have against anybody out there. And it just shows the lawlessness of these Obama and Hillary people. So that's a big deal for Roger that they're now admitting this is the guy gunning for us, demanding they cook up cases on us, now under internal review for criminal activity. It is criminal, by the way, to try to go rig juries against us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone straight ahead. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sherwin, the former U.S. attorney, just got quietly removed for unethically going on 60 Minutes and saying, we know it's sedition, you know, we know Trump's involved. Total horse crap, I can tell you. Obviously, no evidence of that. And the Democrats even bragged they helped set the whole thing up for provocateur. We did have some useful idiots that did go into the Capitol. It wasn't Pearl Harbor, though. They're certainly exaggerating it a billion times. But imagine this. Again, I get up this morning, and there is CNN, front page, Roger Stone, you know, he's under criminal investigation. And again, I was there, just like the WikiLeaks, going, come on, come to D.C., come speak, please. No, no, it's a bunch of idiots running it. They don't know what they're doing. They're all morons. And, of course, he got there, and it was true. I'm not against the people, but it was a giant cluster, you know what. Now they want to put him in prison. Hell, they'll probably indict us both. I mean, the more innocent you are, the more it happens. And so here we are again. We'll go right back to Roger here, whose Skype just broke up. Here is a part of the CNN demonization report. On screen. For you right there. Key Trump ally draws renewed scrutiny from prosecutors. And then again, next segment, I guess we'll play some of that clip. Our computer just froze up. So, Roger, this is bizarre. It's surreal, but you're the one that told me, no, this is serious. They'll probably come after us both, and now it looks like they're going to try it. Or maybe they're going to run out of gas and realize that these witch hunts are blowing up their face. What do you make of all this? What do you make of Michael Sherwin and the fact that he's been removed? Because he's been personally demonizing you and I.
I'm not going to comment on Mr. Sherwin until I've had a chance to read all of that, Alex. But here's the point. An honest investigation, a truthful investigation, will prove that I've done nothing wrong, and I don't believe you have either. If we have an honest investigation, we can clear this up very quickly. But what we see in the media is guilt by association and innuendo. It doesn't matter whether it's The Guardian that had an outrageous piece yesterday or CNN, who for 2 years insisted that I was a Russian spy working with WikiLeaks. Now they're back with a new lie. It's defamatory. It's false. It's baseless. There is no evidence, and there's no crime. Earlier, CNN was saying that because I had said to a rally Tuesday the 5th, that this was an epic struggle between good and evil, between dark and light, between the godly and the godless, an apocalyptic view of our situation, that was an incitement to violence for those who assaulted the Capitol. No, I don't think so. That's First Amendment protected speech, and I didn't promote violence or lawlessness.
Plus, compared to Democrat speech, that's tame. They're out saying burn the cities down.
But you can go find CNN has a special report in which they say, here's proof that Stone was involved in inciting the riot at the Capitol. It's nonsensical, but I've lived with 2 years of it, and it's the same actors, CNN, MSNBC, The Guardian, The Daily Beast, and all the other low-rent, left-wing news outlets recycling the same crap. The only advantage now is at least I am not gagged, and therefore I can speak out and say this is nonsensical. It's baseless. It's false. It's not even logical, because no one with any kind of political intellect could think that an attack on the U.S. Capitol, trespassing, destruction of public property, and menacing lawmakers would help the president's cause. How could you believe that? So it's insulting on top of it all.
Sure, that's like in the cartoons when Yosemite Sam blows himself up. I mean, we wanted a 10-day investigation. We probably had the votes. The storming ruined us getting the votes. This is the last thing we'd want.
Yeah, it's completely illogical. But again, I'm a high value target because I, through the grace of God, and I thank God every day for the fact that I'm alive and well, and I'm able to be on with you, Alex. But through the grace of God, the Soviet style show trial that I was subjected to in Washington D.C. was exposed. The epic corruption of the jury forewoman was exposed. The makeup of the jury was exposed. The pretrial motions by the judge were finally analyzed. And the president had the strength and the courage and the wisdom to grant me clemency. And the hysterical left in America is still apoplectic about this. The bloodlust for me and my family is beyond belief. As you know, my wife was involved in a politically motivated attack outside our home about a month ago. This is de rigueur. This is the way it goes. I can't go to the local mall or the local, you know.
And we're getting more and more crazy. So let me bring this up. I know you don't want to stir up any trouble with federal prosecutors, but the former U.S. attorney was just removed yesterday, just broke, Michael Sherwin. He had said he was investigating Trump with no evidence but thought Trump was involved. He had said he was investigating all of us. He's now been removed for basically misconduct, being political, and ordering prosecutors to basically go. I mean, you don't have the head prosecutor say, this is what happened, now go make it so. That's illegal. So this is a big deal.
I agree. And look, I'm hopeful that the Biden Justice Department will look at the facts here and indict and charge those who actually broke the law. If they learn that other knuckleheads were involved in the illegal assault on the Capitol, they too should be prosecuted. I said that on the very first day. I denounced the storming of the Capitol on Parler shortly after it happened. Unfortunately, the Parler archives are no longer available. So, but this whole attempt to take down the entire America First movement by tying us falsely, baselessly, to the actions of a handful is really, I think, pretty transparent.
I agree. Do one more segment with us. Roger Stone here with us exclusively on InfoWars. Tucker Carlson talked about this former high-level DEA official. No criminal record. Went to hear Trump speech. He's lost his job. Your good friend who I've met, who's a great guy, Sal Greco, this decorated NYPD police officer. I'm going to talk about the level of persecution because they're now firing people that I know who are just Republicans, wives and husbands from jobs. So it's not just Trump people now. They're moving into firing just Republicans. This is like racketeering. Roger, we got a few minutes. How do we counter this? What do we do about this? Because sure, you're ground zero, I'm ground zero, Trump's ground zero. But for people that watched us get persecuted, they're next. How do we respond to this type of bullying?
Well, there are laws. You can't fire somebody in most states for their political views. A New York police officer is not allowed to be involved in politics when they're on duty and in uniform. They're on vacation days or their days off, their personal politics is their business, as long as they don't misrepresent themselves as representing the NYPD. Officer Sal Greco became a very good friend of mine on Instagram. He was helpful to me and my family. No, he never worked security for me. He was never armed around me, to my knowledge. He never abused his badge. But now he's being persecuted because he was my friend. Sal Greco has done nothing wrong.
That's right. In fact, you told me, I always say security. He was there as an assistant. He worked out with you. He'd drive you. He helped you out.
He was a friend, but he was not armed and never abused, his authority. But he was entitled to do that on his vacation day. He wasn't involved at all in any way in the events at the Capitol. He was with me the entire time, and we never left our hotel.
Well, what we know, Roger Stone, final segment with you straight ahead, and I got big Bill Gates news, is this is un-American persecution. This is the crap of communist China, Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, and it's BS. And I don't think Americans are being intimidated by this. I think they're getting pissed. I think there's going to be a major backlash. The question is, I hope it's not violent. It needs to be peaceful. The globalists want violence. We do not want that. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Grainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping.
shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and at Buzzer Operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imbrix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Several clips. Biden now, in almost every event he does, says, do I take the mask off or do I leave it on? What do I do? Do you have my confidence? Okay, you've got my confidence. Then we tell the press to leave? Okay, tell the press to leave. And he just says, you know, if I'm supposed to go, I'll just resign. I don't even know who I am. And he's clearly degenerating very, very quickly. Meanwhile, Psaki tailspins when asked about Hunter Biden's $3.5 million payment from Moscow and the mayor's wife. We're going to play that in a moment for Roger Stone. Roger, everything you got accused of, and I know you wish Biden well. You don't want to fight with these guys. You've been through enough. But Everything they accuse you of is now coming out about the Biden clan and all of them. Is any of that bittersweet for you, or what is that like?
Well, you still notice that it doesn't lead the mainstream media. You're not going to find it on CNN or ABC News. They try to pretend it's not happening, but it is epic corruption. What would have happened if it was Donald Trump Jr. who did these deals, or Eric Trump? Why, it would have been, it would have led CNN, it would have led NBC and ABC News. But this story essentially was suppressed during the election, and it is extraordinary because once again, right out of the playbook for the left, they accuse us of exactly what they are doing. The epic corruption of the Clintons and the Bidens is there for everybody to see, but the mainstream media is just not interested.
By the way, you never talk about this, but I was talking to people a few years ago when they first indicted you, and they said, you know, Roger quietly helped round up a whole Russian spy ring that was trying to infiltrate lobbyists back in the 80s and early 90s. And I asked you about it. You said, yeah, it's true. I looked it up and even found the New York Times mentioning it. I mean, you cut your teeth with Nixon, the guy that helped run the stuff with Eisenhower and, of course, McCarthy. So the idea that you're working for the Russians is just, it's like saying Superman works with Lex Luthor.
Well, it's even worse than that. Alex, I have members of my family who were mowed down by Russian tanks in the streets of Budapest in 1956. I came to politics through anti-communism, first by Barry Goldwater, then by Ronald Reagan. And I was always attracted by the hardline policies of Donald Trump, who was a realist and who recognized that China had supplanted the Russians as our number one global rival. By the way, neither one of them are any good. They're both totalitarians, and we denounce both their systems of government. So the idea that I was a spy for the Russians was ridiculous and insulting. And then, of course, on November 3rd, 2020, this election day, only months ago, at midnight, the U.S. Justice Department was forced by court order to release the last remaining unredacted sections of Robert Mueller's secret report, in which he admitted that he had never found any factual evidence that I was colluding with the Russians or collaborating with WikiLeaks, or that they couldn't even support the idea that I knew about John Podesta's emails being purloined and published in advance, which I didn't, and I never claimed that I did. So the whole thing was a witch hunt, and now we're being subjected to witch hunt 2.0. I'd like to close down the Stone Legal Defense Fund. I've still got a few harassment civil suits I have to ride out, but I'd like to close that part of my life. Now, I'll probably have to go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, on...
Yeah, well, you told me when this broke a month ago, I was laughing as if we did. He said, don't laugh, they'll probably indict us. I mean, it's just because reality has nothing to do with it. Let me play the Psaki clip, as I mentioned. This just happened about an hour ago. Here's the press secretary, Psaki, and here she is, just totally blindsided, broadsided, T-boned by a Hunter Biden question. Here it is.
There was a report last year from the Senate Finance and Homeland Security Committees. It claimed that the wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. There was no explanation for this alleged payments, and I'm wondering if you could tell us if that claim is accurate, and if so, what the $3.5 million was paid for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
Committee's report. So you haven't asked about this, sir?
I'm not familiar with the report at all.
And it's a confirmed report. It's not debated. It's like a $3.6 million house connected to drug cartels given to the governor of California. Roger, to me, the big story is here. By the way, that's a real photo, folks. You just saw her in a Russian outfit. Is that the media is suddenly turning on Biden? Is that because Trump isn't there to blame anymore? What's happening, Roger?
Well, I think I don't know who asked that question. That would be important to know. But I think that those who are, running the show here have to recognize that the president's infirmities are going to become clearer and clearer to the American people. I feel badly for the old guy if you want to know the truth, because I just think he's being used.
He's definitely being hung out. So who controls him? I mean, obviously Obama, right?
Well, I think you have a power-sharing arrangement between Ron Klain, who ran Vice President Al Gore's staff, and Susan Rice, who ran foreign policy during the Biden years. I think that they are in a power-sharing arrangement. I think Barack Obama is, at a minimum, a major influence on the policy going forward. And
by the way, Biden admitted yesterday that he talks to Obama daily and that he is a major influence. So that's not up for debate.
Well, and we know that Susan Rice is lunching weekly with the vice president to tutor her on foreign policy, which, as a member of the Senate, I'm not sure she really needs to be tutored. Clearly they recognize, just based on the actuarial tables, things don't look good for Joe Biden. No, we don't wish him any ill will. But it's just, it's a reality, and it's reality that's becoming clearer and clearer to the Americans.
How do you see that playing out? With Kamala Harris, she's even more unpopular.
Well, she's certainly got a lot to answer for in terms of the war on drugs, the racist war on drugs, which she enforced with glee as a prosecutor in California. But clearly, they are preparing for some kind of transition. You notice yesterday, Tucker Carlson reported that the government now brands everything as coming from the Biden-Harris administration, as opposed to from the Biden administration.
That's never before and done. You got to join us again later in the week or next week, because you talked privately with me about there's no plan, no one's launching a coherent plan to counter them. So look at your calendar this week, next week. Roger, I want to do 2 hours with you with an article you write for us or Gateway Pundit, I don't care, with bullet points for the future, what needs to happen, who we need to draft, like General Flynn. We need to get that publicly out in the ether, because as bad as the Democrats are, I don't see a Republican plan. Spend 2 minutes in closing on what you would do right now.
Well, there are a handful of leaders in the party. For example, Congressman Matt Gaetz is somebody I keep an eye on. Jim Jordan. There are folks with plans. They're just not in the leadership of the party today. But make no mistake about it. We are the America First Party. We are the party of Donald Trump. If he runs again, I'm for him. If he chooses not to, I'm for whoever is best to carry that agenda forward of putting America first. We have lost a battle, but we have not lost the war. Step one, we must have a free, unfettered access to the Internet. That is the key to our future political success. And Alex, I want to come back with you soon and talk more about that, because Internet censorship and the deplatforming of anybody who doesn't follow their narrative is the single most important issue in the country. We can't fix election laws. We can't have fair, transparent elections. We can't clean up the Republican Party, and we can't nominate the right person in 2024 until we end the control and censorship of all mass communications by big media and big corporate tech.
That's right. You are also going to be filing reports every few days for InfoWars. You're going to be launching a band.video page. You can put up Unfiltered, Unfettered. Had a big interview I did with you in Florida that was got a lot of historical content that's going to be premiering tomorrow here on the air. Roger Stone, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Alex Jones, you're a great American and a great friend. It's great to be with you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, they really want to capture him, like capture the flag. They want to put him in jail. They want to put me in jail. And it's the idea that we did that Capitol thing is just ridiculous. That is freaking ridiculous. But who knows? I mean, Roger's been right all along. I'll probably go to prison for it, for all I know. All right, final segment, jam-packed with a ton of news. I got ready for you. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jones Show. And the crew has done an incredible job. I've only thrown one pit today behind the scenes because I'm pissed off at the globalists, but they put up with me. They're doing a superlative job. Very thankful to the crew and all of our radio affiliates, all of our listeners, and of course my family. Okay, tomorrow, Max Kaiser is joining us, and I always liked Max Kaiser, always respected Max Kaiser, but he's one of the smartest people I know now. He told me 10 years ago, he said, it's going to replace the dollar, it'll be the world currency, it'll be worth $50,000 of Bitcoin, and I just blew him off, and just because, you know, I hear so much speculation, and now he's been proven right, and he says the big time for Bitcoin is only coming, so it doesn't matter if it goes up, doesn't matter if it goes down, that's what he's saying, and now the big banks are taking it, Tesla's taking it, Bitcoin soars after Elon Musk says Tesla now accepting Bitcoin, and here's the big key. Powell says Federal Reserve is considering proprietary cryptocurrency. So that's when you know that that's what they're planning to do. And so even if it ends up being bad and part of the cashless society and evil, regardless, we have to tell people what we think the best investment's going to be. Because I've always been, hey, it's speculative, I don't trust it, whatever. And I'm not saying pile into it now, but clearly it's being adopted. And something is never going to be this valuable and then lose all of its value. So we'll talk about it with Max Kaiser at the start of the show tomorrow. We've got a big broadcast for you tomorrow. But I'm definitely going to go from, only studying Bitcoin to people, oh, you're selling out of getting Bitcoin. Yeah, whatever. Our fiat currency is even worse. It's all crap. And I'd rather see other cryptocurrencies be dominant than what the Federal Reserve and the globalists, which are offshore banks, come out with. So Max Kaiser tomorrow. What I respect is people that are accurate, people that are over the horizon, people that have long-term strategic understanding. And he sure as hell's got that on a bunch of fronts. He's a major trailblazer. So that is coming up tomorrow. Let's go ahead and hit these clips. Then I got a Matt Damon clip. It's pretty sick. And again, I can show you 20 of these. You've all seen them. But this is one from yesterday and one from today where he's like, all right, we're here. Do I leave my mask on? Yes, sir. You leave it on. Okay. I leave my mask on. I mean, is he drugged? Not just Alzheimer's? He did it again today. VP Harris, thank you, Mr. President, for your confidence. Then it's time for the press to leave. So he's talking to him like he's a child. Here's those clips back to back.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your confidence.
Well, thank you for willing to. Now we're going to get down to business here. And, Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's time for the press, our friends in the press to leave, though. Thank you.
By the way, stop it. The image of that thing like a puffer fish or a cobra's fan opening of him, like, I mean, just the image of this is so dystopic. It's even crazier than him falling down three times, going up the Air Force One gantry stairs. Look at the bizarreness. Play that clip one more time.
Mr. President, for your confidence.
Well, thank you for willing to. Now we're going to get down to business here. And, Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's time for the press, our friends in the press to leave, though. Thank you.
Time for the press to leave because he's freaking out of his mind. They're having to give him blood transfusions and put him on speed to get him going. That dude is gone, man. I heard from Secret Service sources myself, but also Dan Bongino said it, that he doesn't even know who he is most of the time. They have to drug him up, roll him out for limited periods. This is just so biblical. They steal the election, and now we have this. Here's the next clip from yesterday. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Where it's like, Luke, I'm your father, Luke. He's like, do I take my mask off? I'm like, yes, sir, you keep your mask on. Here it is.
Much. I guess I'm supposed to keep this on, correct? Yep. So, good afternoon. Almost getting an evening. Before I begin, as the congresswoman said, earlier today at the White House, I addressed the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. While the investigation is ongoing, and I spent time on the telephone with the attorney general as well as the head of the FBI, the investigation is still ongoing. My heart goes out to the families of the victims and the survivors.
Of course, disrespect. Just get him off the screen. What the hell happened to us? Get rid of Trump and steal the election to put that in, that rotting carcass? Might as well like a dead, rotting dog with maggots all over it up there. I mean, and the Secret Service elected manly and tough, standing around him. We're protecting our president. What a joke. We all make ourselves a joke by legitimizing this. Wow. Speaking of jokes, Matt Damon, climate change will most impact the poorest people. Oh, you mean when you cut their power off and make them obsolete and tens of millions starve to death with the COVID lockdown? Didn't COVID kill them? It's a lockdown. It's okay. You're a liberal. And then I've got another Matt Damon headline here where he says Bill Gates has taught him. Here's the headline. Matt Damon, Bill Gates taught me humanity moving in the right direction. He will teach us how to move. Bill Gates will teach us how to live. The guy that wants to depopulate us, the guy that wants to bring in world government, the guy that wants to kill old people. Well, thank God he's here. He will guide us with synthetic meat and depopulation and kill the old people. And now Matt Damon, what a pathetic actor. He's always been known in Hollywood as a totally empty shell. People that know him say he laughs at everybody and flies on private jets everywhere, but that's okay for him. And then now Bill Gates has obviously paid him to say this. Bill Gates spends billions of tax-free money a year for PR to just tell us that Bill Gates will lead us into the light, into the future. Here it is.
Yeah, well, listen, he's absolutely brilliant. I've certainly learned from his example. I've certainly watched him carefully. He's done incredible things. And anywhere you go in the world, when you interact with an organization that has Gates money, it's always the smartest money in the room, right? They really, they're wonderful. And, And he is, look, I mean, if you listen to him, he's always optimistic. And I think that is a key takeaway, to look at the trajectory of humankind, right? And because it's so easy to become nihilistic and dark about this stuff, and it's, you know, we are going in the right direction, and there are solutions available, and I think that's what he says. I've seen him say quite often, and that's what we say as well. There are solutions. This one we're talking about, is ready to reach hundreds of millions of people, right? That's an exciting thing, and so that's probably my biggest takeaway. And
turn him off. And of course, what he wants is cutting off energy so the third world starves to death. Matt Damon, Kim Jong Il, now my servant, Matt Damon. I mean, Matt Damon is a whore. He's a fraud. He's a scammer. And here he is selling us lies, selling us disinformation, selling us poison. And I'll cover this more tomorrow on my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The Worm's coming up with Dr. Schroyer. Please don't forget, I'm not funded by Bill Gates. I'm not funded by Matt Damon. And Matt Damon doesn't want you to protect your immune system. He doesn't want you to be fertile. Doesn't want you to have good iodine. All the iodine products are rare sale. All four of them are 50% off with free shipping, part of the big blowout sale. So is Brain Force Plus. So is Prostaguardian, though it's selling out. Basil Beast Alpha Power did sell out. We've got the fluoride-free, concentrated, activated charcoal toothpaste that my dad designed. He's a retired dentist. That's 50% off. That's selling out. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I almost forgot, even though it's selling out, Living Defense, 50% off Parasite Cleanse, Next Level Probiotic. You hear the rave reviews, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. And believe me, Matt Damon hopes you don't stand with us. He wants to shut us down so he can take that Bill Gates money and sell the population of Africa. Because he's a liberal, after all. He made the movie Elysium, so everything's okay. He wants to be on Elysium, folks. He wants to make Earth hell to depopulate us. Owen Schroyer, in T-minus, like 2 minutes, will take over with the War Room. He's loaded for bear. Owen Schroyer, tell us what's coming up.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. No, Alex, getting serious, though, you had an incredible interview with Drew Hernandez. I'm going to take a snippet of one of the clips from his interview and really expand on it. How this is not like he was saying, this is not conspiracy theory, conspiratorial stuff. They're taking adults, middle-aged men, and putting them in hotel rooms with children. I mean, if you don't see how there's a problem with that, I don't know what's wrong with you. And
they're not even sure whose kids they are. But hey, but Psaki said just bring your kids on up.
So, I mean, Alex, I mean, if I do want to get conspiratorial, I would say this is a gang initiation for Kamala Harris to see what she can do with this sex trafficking at the southern border. So, yeah, Harris is now in charge of the trafficking at the southern border. Let's see how you do, Kamala. You want to climb the ladder? You want to be power hungry? Here you go. Let's help us sex traffic these kids across the border. Take care of that for us. Maybe then she can be president.
I agree, and we'll see if they'll scapegoat her like Governor Cuomo. All right, everybody tune in, band.video, infowars.com/show, this is all over. It's the War with Owen Schroyer. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.